You learn from your painful experiences when you decide to change because you do not want to create them again. If you do not learn, you do not change. In this case, when you are betrayed, you become offended and rage, shout, withdraw, or sue. You take the betrayal personally, wonder what you have done to deserve it, feel abused, and in your pain, create yet more painful consequences. When they occur, you are presented again with an opportunity to learn. This continues until you make the connection between your choices and your experiences. Your soul evolves as your personality learns. You are not a soul in a body. Rather, you are a body in a soul. Your personality is like a glass of water taken from a huge water tank, and your soul is the water tank. Your soul planned your incarnation. It decided you would be male or female, black, yellow, white, red or brown, Japanese, Brazilian, or German, and all the other characteristics that define you and belong to your personality. But your soul is more than these characteristics. When you align your personality with your soul, you bring meaning, purpose, joy, and fulfillment into your life. You forget to be frightened, and you become fully engaged in the present moment, without expectation. You know you have a purpose, and all that you do serves it. People and the earth become important to you, and your activities have value to you. Many people experience authentic power briefly, while cooking for a friend, sitting with a dying relative, or nursing a child, among many other things. Authentic power is the experience of having what you need and being content with what you have. These temporary experiences of authentic power come by grace, and they allow you to see what your life would be if you were engaged in the activities that are most meaningful to you. You can also create this experience, but you must choose to create it. Authentic power is your potential, but you must bring that potential into your life. You do that by healing the frightened or painful parts of your personality and cultivating the joyful and grateful parts. In other words, the creation of authentic power is a process. Every personality has frightened parts, including yours. The frightened parts of your personality are not obstacles to your spiritual growth. On the contrary, they are your avenues to spiritual growth. The consequences they create provide you with opportunities to learn lessons of wisdom, power, responsibility, or love. When you transform the frightened parts of your personality into parts that create with the intentions of your soul, you become a conduit through which the energy of your soul flows effortlessly into your life, and you become whole, healthy, and inwardly secure. You are grateful for your life, even when it is difficult, and you see compassion and wisdom in all your circumstances.